Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah is Siman Shin Nun Ches. We're in the middle of Sif Beis and we're about to start the Ramah. And just before, a little bit of an intro to what the Shulchan Aruch had said, already said in Sif Beis, that we had seen that an area gains residential status, meaning that it's Hukav L'dira, only if it is enclosed in the first place for residential purposes, only if it's originally enclosed to be Hukav L'dira. An area that was enclosed for non-residential purposes but is later used for residential purposes does not achieve residential status, does not become defined as hukaf l'dira, unless it is enclosed anew. Therefore, an area around or behind the home is considered a household facility, and as such, viewed as a residential enclosure, hukaf l'dira, only if the house was built, and then an opening made from the house out to the adjacent lot before the lot was enclosed. If the lot was originally enclosed when there was no means of direct access from the house, it was obviously not enclosed for residential purposes and is therefore considered a non-residential enclosure, even though one subsequently decided to use it afterwards as a household facility and made an opening connecting it to the home. Now, if at the time of enclosing the lot If at the time of enclosing the lot, one had clear intentions to create an opening from the house afterwards and to use the lot area as a household facility, the lot may be and can be considered enclosed for dwelling purposes. We use the term efshar. Now, if an area was originally enclosed, we saw, for non-residential purposes, and one wishes to establish it as a residential enclosure, it must be enclosed anew. But this does not necessarily require, as we saw, tearing down the original walls completely and rebuilding them. The Shulchan Aruch gives some simpler methods of re-enclosing an area. So we'll first spell out the Shulchan Aruch, which we saw yesterday. And today we'll see the Ramah, who's going to also present other simpler methods of enclosing an area. So we had seen in the Shulchan Aruch that demolishing a longer than 10 amma segment of the original wall and then rebuilding that segment, bringing the gap back down to 10 ammas or less, is an approach. Meaning, this gap being longer than 10 ammos renders the area halakhically unenclosed. So subsequently, it reduces the gap to 10 amas or less, and therefore is considered like enclosing the area anew. Now, we saw that this can be accomplished even by tearing down and rebuilding one amma at a time, as long as ultimately there is a new segment of wall built for residential purposes. And if you do that, what you have basically done was you're closing what would otherwise be a more than 10 amma gap. Even more so, when tearing down the 10 amos, that segment of wall doesn't have to be raised to the ground. We saw that you could reduce the wall's height to less than 10 tefachim, and that will render the wall halakhically non-existent, so that building it afterwards back to a height of 10 will also be considered enclosing the area anew, and that will be shtak way of dealing with the problem. Now, we come to the Ramah, Haga. The Inkasha Alav, Ramah says that if it's too difficult to tear down, he says, Lefrotz Hakoto, if it's too difficult to go ahead and to tear down the wall, so what could you do? So Yesh Omim, some say, Yachol Haniach Afar Eitzel HaKosel Mishnei Tzadim Ad SheYismayit HaKosel MiGova Asara VeRochav HaAfar Rochav MeArba BeOrech Eser Amos BeOrech HaKosel. He says is, this Yesh Omim says, that one could, instead, what he could do is pile dirt at the base of the wall on both sides, And that's what he means by Yachol Laniach Afar Eitzel HaKotel B'Shnei Tzadim. And thereby raising the ground until the wall's height is reduced to less than 10 Tzvachim, right? Achi Yismayit HaKotel Mikova Asara. And goes on, that V'rochav Afar Rochav Me'arba Be'orech Eser Amos Be'orech HaKotel. And this embankment should be more than 4 Tzvachim wide and 10 Amos long along the length of the wall. Then Ein Bagova Afar Asara Im Kain Havi Ki'ilu Paratz Shom HaKotel. So it comes out if as long as the embankment is going to be less than 10 Tzvachim high, it's going to be viewed as if there is a breach in the wall at that spot. Shelo nishar sham gavoa asara lemala mina afar dahavi kekarkois hakarfeif. As if, again, there is a breach in the wall at that spot because the wall does not rise 10 tfachim above the dirt, which now constitutes the ground of the enclosure. So before we see it's spelled out clearly in Mishnah Brura, so what he's basically saying is that instead of tearing down the wall, which is too difficult, what he's doing is he's piling dirt at the base of the wall on both sides, and what that does is it raises the ground until the wall's height is now reduced to less than 10 tefachim. Because the way this is being done is you have this embankment of dirt is going to be more than 10 tefachim wide. It's going to be 10 amos long along the length of the wall. So as long as that embankment itself is not 10 tefachim high, and now the rest of the wall above that embankment is going to be less than 10 tefachim high. Let's say, for example, the wall originally was 18 tefachim high. So now you have this embankment that's 9 tefachim high, and then above that another 9 tefachim, but you never have a wall anymore that was originally enclosed, right? Shelo l'shem dira, because now you're redoing the wall with this dirt around, along the side, and you don't have a full wall anymore of 10 tefachim of height that is enclosing. And since you're making it the length of 10 amos, this dirt, so that's going to create a basic breach in the wall at that spot, because you now do not have a wall 10 tefachim high anymore, because the wall halachically begins from where the dirt, that dirt patch, 4 tefachim wide and 10 amos in length, basically becomes the new ground level of the wall that's surrounding. And that wall that's surrounding has been breached because it's less than 10 tefachim now, based on the fact that the wall now begins halachically from the top of the dirt. So let's see this all in the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chav Tes, Yesh Omen de Yachol. Some say that one could instead, he says, Umayri Kisha Kotel, Hu Pachos Me Esrim Tefachim Begova. This pertains specifically to a scenario where the wall has to be, as we said, less than 20 tefachim high. Let's say it's like 18 tefachim. To the kotel esrim or yoser lo mahani haitakan. It's not going to help. Ukamoshi is bar lekamek. We'll see coming up. Because if it's more than 20 tefachim high, then the dirt will never be the dirt that you make on the side. The dirt embankment is going to have to be more than 10 tefachim itself in order to lessen the wall to below 10 tefachim. So you don't help yourself. You'll never create that breach of the wall in the first place. We now move on. Sif katan lamid mishnei tzadeha. You have to go ahead and from both sides add this dirt embankment. Kadeshi is batel hamachitza in order to disqualify the wall. Sharei yesh drisus haregel mikarka karpeif lechutz lekarpeif. Because now there is access from the ground inside the enclosure to the area outside. Whereas if you would make a pile only on the inside of the wall, but not on the outside, or vice versa, it would not disqualify the wall, because a height of 10 tefachim on even one side will still suffice to deem the area enclosed. So you have to go ahead and put it on both sides so that the area won't be considered enclosed. Sifkar and Lava Aleph, Adshi Yismai, until the wall's height is reduced, you do it, you put the dirt there until the wall's height is reduced to less than 10 tfachim. V'havi kiparet v'makam hazeh, and then it is as though this part of the wall were breached. V'mkein yachol atal levnosham beis dira, and having effectively created the breach, one can now go ahead and build a house within the enclosure. O liftoach shom pesach midiraso, im lo haya shom pasuach lekarpe v'kvar, or make an opening from his house if it did not originally open into the enclosure, like we talked about yesterday. V'achar kach kishiyafane ha'afar, dami kemo hakif achar shepasach etchila. And now, once you do that, and when you clear away the dirt, it's as if he's enclosing the area anew, only after having made an opening from the house into it. Because as long as the dirt remains, the wall is less than 10 tefachim high, and therefore the area is considered unenclosed, breached. Clearing the dirt away afterwards is going to thereby bring the wall's height back up to 10 tefachim. That's going to be like building the wall anew and allowing it to effectively enclose the inside area once again. Tada, twala, sifkatan lamed beis, rachav me'arba, more than 4 tefachim wide. The dirt embankment had up against the wall has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. Sarach loimar rachav arba'a. The text of the article says arba. It should really be arba'a, which was 4 tefachim wide. Atam, the pachos me'arba, ena roi lamod alav ulesage. What's the issue of 4 tefachim? The reason for this requirement is that the surface of an embankment less than 4 tefachim wide is not fit to stand on. It's not fit to stand on for more than a short span of time, right? Ena roi lamod alav ulesage. Because if it's not comfortable to stand on, then it's not going to be viewed as part of the ground. In such a case, the embankment and the wall on top of it, right, are going to be viewed then as one big indented wall, and you're not going to be viewed it as like the wall now starting from the top of that, you know, dirt embankment. Sif katan lamet gimel ba'orech eser. It has to be that the length of this embankment along the length of the wall has to be 10 amos long. And he says this also is a text error. Sarach lomar ba'orech yoser me'aser. It has to be more than 10 amos. Because less than 10 amos, right? If not, az lo yechashev pesach ela pirtza v'chanoi me'le'el. It's only if it's more than 10 amos is it not going to be considered a pesach. But if it's 10 amos, it will be considered a pesach. We have to make it so that it's viewed as the wall has been breached more than 10 amos, so there will be a pierce, there will be a breach. Because any break, 10 amos or less in the wall, is viewed as a pesach, and therefore the wall is still going to be considered, the walls are still going to be enclosing that whole area, and it was originally done not ladira. It wasn't enclosed ladira. It wasn't hukaf ladira. Sif katan lamid dalid. So it said in Ein Bagova Afar, if the Afar was less than 10 tefachim high, what does this mean? Mishnah Brura, Ein Bagova, Ratzon Lomar, this means to say, the Chol Takana Zu, Eino Ella, Bishakol Gova Hakotol, Hu Pachas Meyasim Tefachim. This is what we were mentioning before. This method, he's saying, in other words, this method works only if the height of the wall is altogether less than 20 tefachim. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Because then, the az yachol asos tel mishnei tzadav begova pachas me'asar tefachim. Because only then is it going to be possible to make an embankment on both sides of the wall, which is itself less than 10 tefachim. Right? You need to have the embankment less than 10 tefachim, and you need to have the wall less than tefachim. V'shir kazeh efshar od l'dros v'laloch olav. Because it has to be, right? that it's going to be low enough to be considered part of the lot's surface, right? While at the same time, high enough to reduce the wall's height to less than 10 tefachim and thereby disqualify it. And at less than 10 tefachim, it is reasonably possible to step up and walk upon the embankment. That's what he says. The Bashir Kazeh Efshar Od Lidros Vilahalochalov. Umeata Tzarech Lakshov Gova Kotel Rak Mitel Ulamala. And based on that, the height of the wall can then be measured from the top of the embankment because that Tel Chashiv Kikarkos Hakarfif. Because the tell, right? Because this traversable embankment is going to be considered now part of the ground of the lot, right? That tell chashiv kekarkois hakarfeif. Kevan shelo nishar bakosel misof hatel ulamala asara tefachim havalei kosel keparutz mishneitz dadav sharei ein bo asara. Now, since the wall did not rise 10 tefachim above the top of the embankment, as we've been saying, the wall is now considered breached from both sides. Of course, it is less than 10 tefachim high on both the outside and the inside. Because you have below the dirt going to be less than 10 tefachim high. And again, where the wall itself rises above the embankment, it's going to be less than 10 tefachim. So you have now a breach of more than 10 amos along the length of the wall, which would then be a move to go ahead and create this pirtza, which ultimately now enables you, as we said, to go ahead now and re-enclose it by just taking away the dirt. And you do that after you open up a doorway into that area or build a house in that area, anything you do, and then take away the dirt. So that now, once again, the area is enclosed. But now it's going to be enclosed, l'shem dira. Now, back to the Ramah. Ramah then now adds, the af im ha-chozer, he says, the af im chozer v'lokeach misham acharkach ha-afar, hoil u'bitlu sham shabbas echas. He says now that this is going to be effective, even if one eventually removes the dirt, as long as one relegated the dirt as part of the ground throughout one Shabbos. However, he says, Yesh Cholkin, the Afar Lohavi Bittel, Ella Imkain, Ein Asa Lefanoso Laolam. However, some disagree, arguing that dirt is not considered to be relegated as part of the ground unless one will never remove it. So, what's going on here? So he says here, Mishnah Berurah, this is whole Ramah here is a bit misleading. Let's see what he says. Sifkat v'af imach imchozer. He says, Alashon legumgam. Again, this wording is a bit misleading. Sharei balkarcho tsarich litlo. What's going on here? He's saying that this is effective even if one eventually removes the dirt. I mean, he has to remove the dirt, right? Removing the dirt is not just a theoretical scenario. Balkarcho. It has to be removed in order to restore the walls to their original height, meaning it has to become mukaf ladira. Because if you don't have an enclosure, it's going to be usher to go ahead and carry in there, even if it was less than base sasayim, even if it was less than tusa, even if it was less than a large lot. Again, the whole problem here is that a large lot that's not hukaf ladira has to be viewed as a karmelis. Okay? But if you don't have it hukaf at all, if it's not enclosed at all, it's not considered enclosed because there's a breach here, then even if it's less than tusa, you wouldn't be able to carry it there. He says, check out Eli Rabba who quotes the Malbusha Yom Tov, changing the girsa here to read, although one will eventually remove the dirt. That's the girsa. Uritzon alomer, that means to say, v'af shechozer v'lokeach ha'afar, k'deishi yizgalu ha'machitas mechadash ha'shem dira, It means to say like this, that although the person has to inevitably remove the dirt, this is what's really being said, even though the person must inevitably remove the dirt in order to unearth the walls and thus create them anew for dwelling purposes, l'shem dira, so he's saying is, nevertheless, we do not say that the dirt is therefore not considered to have been relegated as part of the ground, given that his intent was to indeed remove it. On the contrary, he's saying, it's considered part of the ground, since he did relegate it as such for at least one Shabbos. That's what's being said. Sif katan lamet vav. Ho'il u'bitlu Shabbos achat. Okay, so comes the Gra, and he says, Hainu b'piv. This relegation has to be done and expressed verbally. And finally, the Mishnah Berurah is going to now explain what the Yesh Cholkim, right? The Yesh Cholkim now that we understand what the first part of this Ramah was, what the Yesh Omrim was talking about, he now goes and says, some disagree and they argue that dirt is not considered to be relegated as part of the ground unless one will never remove it. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan. This opinion holds in a case such as this where he intends to remove it eventually, it's not going to be considered part of the ground. Elim Kain Ein Asid. Unless one will never remove it. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech levatlo beferish la'olam. In addition to this, he has to explicitly declare that he is relegating it to serve as part of the ground forever. Says, in terms of the definitive halacha, on the one hand, the general consensus of the achronim is to follow the first, more lenient opinion. And check out the Be'er Halacha, we see the Vilna Gaon is quoted as disagreeing with this entire method. He says, and that we're going to see in Sif Vav, is another method to avoid demolishing the wall, namely, what could you do? What you could do is construct a wall parallel to the existing one that's 10 tefachim high, more than 10 amos long, ba'orech yoser me'eser amos, u'rechoka mimena shlosha tefachim, and situated 3 tefachim away from the original wall. That will take care of it. Ach kol ze einu mo'el gam kein rak be'ez shomedes ha'mechitza. This maneuver also is only going to be effective as long as the new wall remains standing. Avalo la'achar shenafla. Once it falls, the Yachzor Li'isura, the lot is going to revert to its original Usur state. The Hakosel Harishon Lo Hukva Ladira Ukud L'Kaman Sif Yadalid. Because the original wall was not built for residential purposes, as we will see below in Sif Yud Dalid.